Ram. For Spiritual Aspirants, Discourse 4 by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji Maharaj. Remain naturally established in your aim. The main point in our spiritual practice is to decide on your aim, your intent, your goal, your laksh. Truly speaking, what is it that you want? A spiritual aspirant may do various practices such as jap, meditation, adoration and worship, singing the lories of the God, etc. But as long as he does not solidify on a determinate aim, till then the spiritual discipline that takes place naturally and automatically will not begin. When the aim is fixed, the aspirant will not be able to stop or linger anywhere else without fulfilling the aim, without attaining the goal. The extent to which this aim is firm and decisive, that much quickly he will attain realization. Whereas to the extent that he is lax in his determinate decision, the attainment of his goal will also be delayed to that extent. Therefore, with solemn earnestness, first and foremost, an aspirant should think about why and for what purpose has God made him a human being. On thinking deeply, he will realize that it is only for the attainment of perfection, attainment of the supreme goal, that this human body has been received. This human body has not been received for the accumulation of worldly objects and its enjoyment. Enjoyment of sense pleasures can be received even for the birds and animals. Human birth is received for the attainment of the best of all truth. On attaining this essence, nothing further remains to be known, done or attained. On this subject, there is a beautiful verse in the Gita. Yam labdva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tata yasmin stito na dukhena gurunapi vichalyate. Gita chapter 6 verse 22. Meaning, having gained with state, he does not reckon any other gain greater than that. And wherein established, he is not shaken even by the greatest affliction. To attain this state is the main aim of this human life. He who remains satisfied without attaining this state is making a mistake. As long as there is any desire to do, to know, to acquire, till then the aspirant should understand that as such what I desire, that essential nature has not been attained. Just as while going to Badrinarayan, a man stops on the way somewhere for food and rest and other necessities, but he does not pitch his camp out there permanently. He does not stay back thinking that the place is good, the water and air is pure, the facilities are good. If he stays back, then in reality he did not really want it to go to Badrinarayan. Similarly, the number of instances in this life are all only part of the journey. Among those roadside places, an aspirant cannot stay put anywhere. He cannot get stuck. He has only one aim, one goal, and that is, I want to walk the path towards Paramatma. He wants to reach only when there is nothing remaining to do, to know, or to acquire. A true spiritual aspirant cannot sit still without attaining his goal. In this world, if he acquired wealth, then what is the big deal? If honor and respect is attained, then what is so great about it? If he receives rest and relaxation, then what's so special? Wealth, name, fame, honor, respect, happiness, rest, relaxation are not the greatest of all things in this world. If the best of all is not attained, then what has been attained? In other words, nothing has been attained. With ease, you eat, drink, sleep, etc. But even the animals are capable of doing all these things. However, the man with his discriminative faculty is capable of far more. The glories of this human body are that it can attain the highest gain of all the other species. This human body is a rarity even for the demigod or devtas. The demigods have access of all types of sense enjoyment, yet they carve for a human birth. Worldly pleasures cannot make a man happy. The main reason is that the sense pleasures do not stay, while the man himself remains at all times eternal. For how long will we keep such sense enjoyments with us? How long will these sense enjoyments stay? How much happiness and contentment will you get from them? Man remains negligent and careless, being inattentive to these truths. If one get millions and billions of dollars, then too there will not be satisfaction. As more money is acquired, the thirst or the trishna for it will also increase. And as the thirst increases, lies, cheating, stealing, dishonesty, mistrust, trickery, and many other sins will be incurred, due to which there will be an even greater fall. This is the absolute truth. You cannot keep the perishable objects with you forever, nor can you stay with them forever. One day you will have to leave all of it. Therefore, what great work have you done by taking in your possession that which will degenerate or will part ways? God has provided for the sustenance of this life for all beings. Therefore, there is no need to worry about this. The essential need is only one, of attaining the true tattva. And for the attainment of this, the two main obstacles are desire for sense enjoyment and hoarding. It is a very sad thing to remain at ease without realizing one's real nature, essence or divinity. Men sometimes desire wealth and sometimes name and fame. Sometimes to remain free of diseases, sometimes rest and relaxation. But in reality, this is not what the real want of the self. Therefore, it is extremely essential to decide once and for all, what do I really want? Once the aim or goal is decided, then it will not be mistaken or forgotten. He who forgets, he did not have a single pointed goal in the first place. As it has been said before, aim is that on attaining which nothing further remains to be done, to be known or to be acquired. This is called attainment of Tattva Gyan, the divinity or self-realization, God-realization, attainment of divine love, beholding God, etc. Whatever one wants, that alone he gets. Narayan, Narayan.